Okay, just before we start the regular shiur, I do think, even though it's not practical for everyone to attend their instance of life today, I do think it'd be remiss to not make some mention of perhaps some midos we can learn from. And I just want to mention perhaps two midos out of many, not necessarily the, sort of randomly chosen. That we can learn from that Rav Gershon really sort of was famous for. One was Shmir Sestern. Gershon was many, it's Makobal Yeshivas, that if you're Shtark, certainly if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, and I've got all your Makba Shmir Sestern. Rav Gershon was Makba Shmir Sestern 12 months a year. During Beis Manim, when he wasn't in Yeshiva, wherever he was. Starting with Starim, and still you couldn't schedule anything during Seder because it was still Shmiras HaStarim. It didn't matter what month it was. And it was, for him, just being the servants, being Kobe, the proper Eastern with crucial importance. Another thing he was very, very famous for was sensitivity. Very famous sensitivity. I'll say something which, something I never saw. Something I never read about Edelstein. Nowadays, with the media the way it is, you're always bound to find every gadol something they say that gets picked up in the media that offends this person, that offends that person, that, and I don't mean like, that people are stupid. You find a line out of context, it was, you don't understand exactly what he meant by it, and, people like to make a big deal of it, et cetera. No one ever quoted anything from Rav Gershon that was ever offensive to anybody, of any, stripe or persuasion. Okay. I don't know what he said about our bias. Anyway, I never saw, and I think he was very careful with his words. He was just very, very knocked on sensitivity, on really taking into account other people's feelings, right? They tell a story. Once there was a bacher, nudged him and nudged him and nudged him to have a charusa with him every Shabbos. He was busy during the week. Takes him on a Shabbos to have a charusa with him. Says, okay, my niece did it. So Gershon said, okay, but on the condition that every time you come to learn with me, you do some stooping around the yeshiva, give me the names of two bacherim, but also need chizuk. So I can go over them during the week and give them chizuk. So he says, so you need chizuk and you know how to ask for it. There are bacherim need chizuk and you're brave enough to ask for it. So the guy said every week he had to find names of guys who needed chizuk or girls who go over them during the week and just be extra, try to give them chizuk, ask how they were doing. And, he didn't wait. He didn't wait for a crisis to happen before he really tried to mechazik other people. And also just tremendous sensitivity towards people that, is really on a madriga that unfortunately sometimes people associate with non-Gedolei Torah. Oh, he's so sensitive. It's like, for other people, not for Gedolim. But no, Galus and Torah was Galus and Midos for him. They tell another story that once he was very sick and someone came, knocked on his door, walked out of bed, walked to the door, said, I'm sorry, I'm sick, you'll have to come back tomorrow. Someone knocked on the door. Got up, said, I'm sorry, I'm sick, you'll have to come back tomorrow. So the Bachar was Mashamashim said, why don't we stay in bed? And I'll say, I'm sorry, the Rosh Hashiva is sick. You'll have to come back tomorrow. He says, no, because I told someone to come see me today. And he's an outer Bachar, and it's very sensitive. And, I'm sure he feels bad about it. And, people look down on him, et cetera. And if I don't come to the door, he might feel that I'm not machshik him. So I want to make sure, in case it's him, to get out of bed and come to the door so that he won't feel like he's not important to me. There's actually dozens of stories like that. All right. I definitely know that I, besides the fact that, I'm not like Gershon, which, that's more of an excuse, because, I'm smart as him, but not a total excuse. I also learn as hard as him, but I definitely don't have sensitivity that he has. I think something that we could all, perhaps be inspired from, even if we're not in Bnei Brak today, just to not let it pass without taking some inspiration. Okay, let us go back to where we were holding.
If you recall, we were in Siman Shin Beis, right? We're jumping around a little, just a little bit jumping around. End of the month jumping. We had discussed Siman Shin Beis, Se'if Beis, about Shakal HaKufi Nigunbi. What is that within that Isser and what is not within the Isser? And we basically came out pretty machmir, regardless of what it means, Kapital Leib. It doesn't mean Kapital Leib. We pointed out Shar Tzion a little earlier. There are months if Aleph, in the context of Kibbutz, says taking feathers off clothing is not Kibbutz. And the Shar Tzion points out that not only is taking feathers off clothing mutter, even things that are inside the clothing, such as thorns that got stuck in the clothing, are also mutter to remove and are not kibbutz. And then he asks, okay, well, why is it makom patish like shakal kufi nigunbi? And he says, no, the makom patish when there's a manufacturing process and there are pieces left there, you take them out. That's finishing the manufacturing. When something gets a thorn in it afterwards as part of wear and tear, that's not part of manufacturing. It's just maintenance. And therefore, it's not makom patish. It's not Kibbutz is not makom patish, and therefore the poskim say, such as the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, which maybe I read to you, but if not, is found. I'll read it to you now. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Oh, I think I did that. If you have like a price tag in it, one of those plastic things with a price tag, you can break that off. If you have pins that come in the shirt, you can break them off because those are like thorns and not like a kufi nigunbi. Because they're part of the manufacturing process. It's already a finished product. Then they just package it a certain way. Okay, that's not part of making the clothing. It's just, it was made, then someone put it in, then you take it off. That's no problem of makom patish. Yes?
Seems to be all, the cases seem to be, oh, part of the production process are not part of the process, but we're going to see examples later where not only the production process. Anyway, to be saying, part of the production process is we go to them when we say, not part of the back process problem.
Okay, so it's a good question. Many things in makom patish is only the first time. Like, for example, when you're stuffing the pillow, the first time you stuff the pillow, that's makom patish. Stuffing comes out and you put it back, it's not makom patish. Right? Because it's already been manufactured. And likewise here, we say that the threads and straw and whatever that's in the manufacturing process is makom patish. Remove the price tag and the thorns that get in by accident, even if they're inside. Are not makom patish because it's not making a new thing. It just already was a finished product, and yeah, it's something you just needed to get rid of. That's not always true. If your spoon gets bent, bending it back is still makom patish, even though it was already a good spoon.
How do we know where to draw the line? It's going to be hard. Lachor, it's a judgment call of Chazal, Rishonim, Achronim, etc. When it's considered to be like sort of ice clean. Like when a spoon is bent, that's already, it loses its sur legamre, as opposed to when you were price tag in a shirt, you wouldn't say it lost its sur legamre. But it's going to be tricky, and we'll have to think about it more.
Just to pick up on that, I mean, when Rishi says it has to be a nice uman, even though the uman doesn't break a spoon in the back, that spoon is broken. That's a nice uman to create.
No, the Mishnah on this here is talking about the difference between like the process manufacturing and not. So, not makom patish even things that have nothing to do with umnas. Right. He was just saying in this context. And what I was suggesting is that maybe it depends if it's something really wrong or not. But it's going to be, I admit it's going to be tricky. But I think that somehow that's going to be together. Just how they know is going to, be hard for us. A few questions people asked as sort of tangents of what we just discussed now that I wanted to mention. Number one, someone said, hold on a second. So what about strings that are come loose from your clothing? Like after it's already manufactured, you work for a year and that string comes loose. Can you take that out? Because that's not part of the manufacturing process. So I think the answer is no. The answer is no, you can't take that out. Because there are other problems with that.
Generally, if you pull a string out of the weaving, like you pull it out, like it was woven in, and you pull it, like string comes loose, you pull it, it comes out of the weaving, or something sprayed at the edge, and you take off the string, that is, according to many Rishonim, an avmalacha potseya. It's an avmalacha potseya, which no one ever talks about, and perhaps because no one ever talks about it, and no one ever talks about all the weaving things.
Because we're not so used to weaving. No one talks about osishinibatin iran. But we know what osishinibatin iran means. I'm just not going to explain to you now because it's very hard to do without like drawing a picture. But potseya, we're not even sure what it means. Like, does it mean cutting it off the loom? Does it mean taking out the weaving? Does it mean unwinding something in order to reweave it? But the Rambam says the avalach of potseya means taking something out of a weaving, like taking a string that's woven and taking it out of the weaving. So therefore, it could be an avalach of potseya, to pull a string out of your clothing, nothing to do with this. That could be its own avmalach. I mean, here we're not talking about things that are part of the garment, which always seems like it's stuck in, you know, or sticking out while they wove it, a little string fell in and got, you know, but if you're actually taking out something that's part of the weaving, undoing the weaving, I guess I would say, that is an avmalach of potseya point to the Ram, the Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa, says maybe it was, yeah, part of the ones on the Makaros, okay. It was the one right after the one in the Makaros. Tesvav's Halacha Ayin, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says that it could be Korea. Perhaps it's also called Korea, because you're not just taking off something external, you're actually ripping off a piece of it. And therefore, he says, don't posture that you're not allowed to take a thread, like pull it out of the weave. What if a thread is sticking out and you'll pull it out of the weave? You just like rip off what's sticking out. Not an extraneous thread like a kufi weave. A thread comes out that's supposed to be part of your clothing and then it's sticking out. So you don't pull it. You just rip off what's coming, what's sticking out. So there you're not undoing any weave. So is that mutter? So interestingly, the Aruch HaShabbos, this is a trivia question, I think. When is the Rabbi Lamed more master than the Orchid Shops? Someone should make a list, but you know, they're like one posted note, I'm sure will be open up for the list. But the Orchid Shabbos Yud Aleph Halakha Yud Zayin says he's not sure. Says look at the Ha'ara and his difference. He has svaros as to whether he thinks that is utzer or not. And Rav Malamed, I forget the Maramako, but it should be findable, says, no, Pashal that's utzer. Pnimi Alacha says, Pashal that's utzer. I didn't write down the Maramako. I apologize. Or for Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin says, he's not sure. But the line says, either way, we are machmir. That it's certainly machateh if it's at the edge of your clothing. But then you're covering your clothing to size. If it sticks out in the middle of your clothing, then it might not be machateh because, like, you're not really trimming anything to size. It's not so clear that's what he deals with. He thinks not. Keter, he thinks that's not called machateh. It's not so pashut. It might very well be machateh. If not, it might be korea. So, lemaisa, even. If it's not necessarily Makom Patish, certainly that would be usher. We're only talking about extraneous things. If you actually rip off or pull out strings that are part of the weaving, we would definitely usher. Another question someone asked is lint roller and shops. While we mentioned taking off feathers, why can you take off feathers? Feathers not even going to happen to me that there should be any usher. Because it's not inside the garment at all. It's pashut that it's not makom patish. It's pashut that it's not. It's pashut that it's not malabing or slash kibos. Look, we're the same would be true for pet hairs, right? You know, people who live with. I don't know if anyone has a pet. Apparently, you get hair on you. They shed hair and it gets some new clothing and lint. So they have something called a lint roller, right, Zaki?
Yeah.
A lint roller is this thing. It's like a handle and like a cylinder, and you go like this, and you roll it on your clothing. It takes off lint. Apparently, they also use it to take off pet hair. People have pets. That's how they clean their clothing, which apparently gets full of pet hair. Okay, it's not so yeshivish to have pets, but
yeshivish to have lint roller.
It's yeshivish to have a lint roller, nonetheless. That's a good hara. And even though it's not yeshivish to have pets, that doesn't make it. That doesn't make it usher. It's mutter not yeshivish. So are you allowed to use lint rollers with chops?
Who owns a lint roller? Do people use it on Shabbos where you live?
I didn't use it. I do the Erev Shabbos sometimes.
Okay, great.
Anyway, I haven't found this in the printed Hilchos Shabbos books. You know, I tried to look for it. I guess it's not such a popular thing.
I tried to look for it in the Lamentos Melachos. I was not successful. You know, the few non-famous people I found who discussed it on the internet all said it was usher. And why did they say it's usher?
No.
You obviously don't own the wind.
Can't do that.
No. What it is, it's a cylinder that's a little sticky. Sticky enough to catch things that are not attached, but not sticky enough to pull things. Not sticky enough to do anything that needs force. So if you open up your hand to any Mishnah Brura, right where we are, Simon Shin Beis, there is a beer halacha in Shin Beis Sif Aleph. I know we're in Sif Beis, but there's a beer halacha in Sif Aleph, the last beer halacha in Sif Aleph. It's not so long. And it's referring to something we already discussed when it came to the malacha of Agav, malacha of Koresh. The last beer halacha in Shin Beis Sif Aleph starts with Ayin Lechavim Sim Shin Lam Zayin, which we learned a long time ago. Total Lomer da Filo Ofen Amotel Lahashmen of Avakum Brigid Yashan, Awain Amakbid, Obin Asars Notzos, even in case we're allowed to brush dust off clothing or to take off feathers, which would be more similar to lint, and etc. Shemater Kamachol Gavin, Kamakam also Ashim the Machbed, so she makes Kitzman Bakim. You can't use a wooden brush to take them off. Keshali Shavru, because then it breaks them and that's not proper. The custom of saving the first Yisrael, the Kayom Nag, Zaminag, Lesser, Afila, Demachbedis, Asuri, Misaros. It's usher even with a brush that's made of soft bristles that don't break. It's usher to brush your clothing on Shabbos as a minhag, even if the bristles don't break and even if you're brushing off things you're allowed to remove. It's a minhag. And then he continues, Kachos, we are said, Vash, I am Shomatam, the Ein Amotar, Ella, the Yad. There's a minhag not to brush your clothing with a brush on Shabbos. And no, that's only if it has bristles made of wood like in the old days, which could break. If you have a regular brush, you can never break those bristles. But it's not to use a brush, maybe it's like it's open to the hole. It's a minhag not to use a brush on Shabbos to clean your clothing. And I've seen people assume that who did a lint roller is also like a kli, and the minhag is not to clean your clothing with a kli, only to clean your clothing with your hand. So it might be a minhag against using lint rollers on Shabbos. In addition, one could be koshish perhaps for an isser of tofer because things stick to it. Right? You're not allowed to stick things, glue on Shabbos. So things stick to it and they stick pretty permanently. Now it's not so poshut. That's not so poshut. But at the very least, you know, it's what to talk about. At the very least, this minhag to not use a brush on Shabbos, maybe that's also extends to a lint roller. So from what I've seen, the minhag is not to use a lint roller on Shabbos.
It's only by like a brush.
Now you could say the minhag is only a brush. That's what I say. You know, that's what I've seen people say. It's hard to guarantee. Yes, Nishal. No, it's not borer. Taking lint off your clothing is not borer because the lint is not considered to be mixed with your clothing. It's considered to be on the clothing.
Take your clothing, it's going to come out.
No, but it doesn't matter. Basically, if you have a big object with little dirt on it, that's not borer. Otherwise, you would be also to wash dishes at shops. Isn't it borer? You're getting the dirt off the dishes? No, that's a big thing with little things stuck to it is not considered a taroris.
Every time there's dirt on the clothing, you're not brushing it off. You're saying it by mud, it's injured cracking, but.
No, sometimes if clothing is dirty, it's kibos to brush it off. But here we're saying, even when it's not kibos, let's say it's on and not inside, then basically what you're saying is you can't brush your clothing even when there's no sukibos. Because of a minhag, and I've seen people extend that minhag to the lint rollers. Yeah,
and if thread is also not borer, like thread is seen out there before, that's not proper borer. Also, to the other of the same.
I don't think we call that borer. It's a good question. Why is taking a thread not also to the borer? A shuckle of kubri gleaming. Why isn't that borer in case where it's mutter, right? If it's not mak, but it's mutter, why isn't it borer? But the answer is because I guess
you know, little strings on a garment are not considered bore. They're just considered like dirt on a garment. They're not considered a joint. It's one tarotis.
Okay. The last thing someone asked me,
which I, you know, at Bar Hashem last year, or Sunday, it's Tuesday, we didn't have Shabbos, so no one understood me. But is there a difference between taking off the price tags that are attached with a little plastic thing versus taking off a, let's say, a cleaner tag, which is stapled on, or something, or a,
sometimes you buy a suit and there's tags that are sewn onto it, like with stitches,
or in Israel, sometimes there's glued on cleaner tags. Are those, is there a difference?
So almost all the poskim say that there is a difference. If you look in the Orchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Lachi Yud Gimel, let me contrast two Orchos Shabbos.
And I don't mean to say this is a finished the Orchos Shabbos. This is what almost all the modernists are saying. Yud Dalad, which Shlomo Kor says, if you have a tag which is attached with one of those plastic-like strings, you know, those hard plastic strings, no problem. You can cut it off. It's not Korea. It's not Makom Patish. It's not anything. Okay, and then he continues, but before we get to that, in Yud Gimel he says, if you have a cleaner tag which is stapled on, then he said, if it's, let's say, stapled onto the inside of your, you know, sometimes they staple onto the inside of your jacket, he says, which is stays for a while, says totally us removing on shops. Why is that? Because when something is attached with a plastic strip, with one of those plastic things, it's only shayla makom patish. And we say there's no makom patish. It's not, you know, part of it was already finished, and then they added a tag. It's not finishing the product. But when the cleaners or the manufacturers, they sew or staple or glue something on, that is a bisa of tzvira, tofer. And when you remove it, that's korea. The plastic thing is not tofer because it's not two stitches. It only goes through it once. But if you sew something on with a double stitch or staples, which are two stitches, or glue, which is seriously a tofer, then that's tofer. And anytime you undo tofer, that's a child of korea. So korea is a different avlacha, right, which we'll get to. But korea is a different avlacha with more chomer. And therefore, if you have something which is attached without stitching, then that's only shayla makom patish. And, you know, nowadays, there's never, we don't have the kind of a kukui cleaning that, like, they didn't finish the job and clean it up when they were manufactured. We only have things that they first manufactured and then got attached. But
you can have them, you can get your suit like a pants and with everything.
But if something is sewn on, that's a shayla of korea, and you're not allowed to do korea. Certainly, something which was tougher for a long time is totally also to do korea, and therefore he says certainly those tags are meant to stay for a long time are also to do korea. He says those tags are only attached for a very, very short time, such as, let's say you have a tag that the cleaner puts on that's someplace visible. No one could ever wear it. It's only meant to be attached for a very short time. Then we will see soon that there's a heter to tier things that are only attached, that are, I don't mean attached. Attached is not a problem if it's not attached to something which would be toker. Attached to one of those plastic things that just goes through it once, that's okay. But if it's sewn together, if it's sewn or stapled together, because staple is just stitches of made of metal, then it's more of a problem, and it's only mutter to tear apart temporary sewing. And what's the getter of temporary sewing? We will see soon.
Which one's the COVID fact that it's meant to be on for a while, or the fact that it's visible?
The fact that it's meant to be on for a while. But visible is usually by milsa. If someone, if a cleaner staples something that's visible, it's obviously meant to be taken off like that day as soon as you want to wear it. If you staple something where it's on the inside, not visible, then most people leave them for a long time.
the plastic thing in the back of the suit that keeps it together. That's not meant to be worn more. That'd be put to take off. But that would be that.
Someone translate, right?
The little X in the back.
The X, yeah, exactly. There's the back. I don't know why they ever keep it.
Ah, by the flaps.
Flap.
That stitching that stitches the flap pose of the suit. So let's get to it in a few lines. Okay. When we get to Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, make sure we discuss that. Or maybe it'll be so obvious we won't have. Okay, now let's get back to where we were. If I recall, where we were was folding clothing on Shabbos. Okay, folding clothing on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, let's go. The Gemara says that, you're only allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos if you fulfill many conditions. How many conditions? Five conditions, right? What are the five conditions? Little boat, hope I own. What was base? What?
Other
method, not two people. Gimel. Begit. Yashan has to be Begit Chadash, right? What? To be Mutter. Right? Are we listing things that make it Mutter? Right?
So Begit Chadash, what else?
What'd you say? Right? It has to be white, not colored, and Ainlo Begit Asher. Only under all these conditions. Right? Only under all these conditions. Then it's Mutter to fold. Conditions to matir folding. So, interestingly, So says the mechaber gimel mekatlin kin l'shabbos or shabbos. You can fold clothing on Shabbos for Shabbos purpose to wear them on Shabbos. Love shem bo bayom, but for davka ba adam echad, only one person, not two people. Ubechadoshim shadayin los kapsu. New ones that weren't washed yet, not old ones. Ulabanim, and only white ones, not colored ones. The ein lo lahachlif, and he has no other beged to switch into. If you're missing one, let's say you have four in this condition, you're missing the fifth, it's also. So basically, it's hardly ever mutter to fold clothing on Shabbos. The yesh misha omer, just maybe some details about this. In Tosfos is Mesupik. What if you have another clothing, but it's not as nice? Like, is that considered not? You have another shirt, but it's not as nice. So the Mishnah Brura here, Paskin, some sort of compromise. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Yud Zayin, he says, if you have another Shabbos shirt, even if it's not as nice, then it's awesome. But if you only have a whole shirt, then it's mutter. So that's considered not having a shirt. Okay, so Ein Lo Begit Acher, the way we Paskin, Ein Lo Begit Acher, Shabbos Shabbos. You don't have another Shabbos clothes. But if you have like your old Shabbos shirt, then it's also to fold the new one. But if all you have is a weekday shirt, it's mutter. Okay, fine. Again, I doubt this would be halachol ma'aseh because we're never going to like have a case where it's mutter based on these five conditions. The question is ever mutter without these five conditions? So the Mordechai, what's the Mordechai's heter? Exactly. Not on the folds. Says the Mordechai, quoting the Mechaber, says the Mechaber, V'yeshvi sha'omer de l'kaplo shalo k'seidu kipul arisho motu chalinim v'nirin d'var. Right? It's clear how we pass the name for worry. It's a yeshomer, is he pop like that or not? He says v'nirin d'var, and he's right. The Mordechai says you're allowed to fold it not on the creases. And he's right. This is a fascinating machlokes. Why is folding us? What does folding accomplish that makes it usher? So it seems like the Mordechai thinks, what does folding accomplish? Folding strengthens the creases in the beged, right? Folding is usher because it gives shape to the creases in the beged. Yes, apparently. And therefore, says the Mordechai, you fold it not on the creases. Then you haven't improved your veget. You haven't strengthened the. You haven't improved your veget, so it's mutter. That's not what it sounds like from Rashi. What does it sound like from Rashi? The purpose of folding is. Well, we're going to say nowadays the people fold. The purpose of folding is.
Get rid of the wrinkles.
Or the
to remove creases, or better, what does Rashi say in the Mishnah? To keep it getting wrinkled, right? Okay, that's why you fold clothing. Why do you fold clothing? Otherwise, it'll get wrinkled.
You have butter, and it's also to do with all these other. You don't have any one of these that you're removing wrinkles. That's what Rashi said. I think
Amara
would say that
Rashi. No, okay. So here it. No, you're absolutely right. Rashi says that, but here it gets a little tricky because you're right. Some of these things are because they remove wrinkles, setters for managing wrinkles.
But let's say it's new and white. You're folding it with one person, but you have another garment to use for Shabbos. And you're not removing wrinkles. You're just breathing in wrinkles. And it's still us.
That's a pure community. We didn't want you to be that Jeffrey stuff.
Ah, okay.
Not because of the last condition.
Interesting. I hear the Taina.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, you're right. It could be. In any case, what's the heter of the mortar tie? If it's not on the creases, then it is mutter. Seemingly, this is a sort of proto or kashulchan who thinks that it's aser to do machazim in creases. If you don't do it on the creases, then it's mutter. Even if.
You know, you might, even if you might accomplish the same thing. And the Mechaber agrees. What is Mishnah Berurah saying? Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Yotes, Bechein Sosmar Chorna Lugino, all the Chorna Pass in the way. Come on, come, Mishnah Berurah, Lahashmar, 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 Vaday, Adif, says Master Shekel.
Master is wonderful. Therefore, there's definitely room to be Machmir. Let's say, you know, someone doesn't have to pull their talus at all. Where's this all usually called? Talus is. We don't pull so many things nowadays. Let's say you don't have to pull your talus at all. Shabbos, okay. So it's a night, you can be Machmir, but all the Echron agrees, the Mordechai, that it is Machmir. It's just a Chumra
to be Machmir in this. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, just give me 1 second, in Perek, Tesvav, Halacha, give me 1 second, then I'll take Aryeh. Perek Tesvav, Halacha, Memtes, says, first of all, he throws in a sort of obvious thing.
If you pull your talus not on the regular creases, then you should still during the weekday at some point, like put it back on regular creases. Otherwise, that becomes the regular creases, and then it becomes awesome.
Right? So if now I'm pulling your talus down on the regular creases every week, then that becomes regular creases.
No, I mean, it's just for one day.
Okay, that's a practical thing. But he also adds, and here he's quoting, this is Halacha Memtes. He's quoting the one second. Maybe he didn't say he was quoting. Yeah, okay. He says that you're also allowed to
fold things that don't have creases. How about things that just don't have creases at all? There's some things that don't have creases at all. It doesn't have, like, for example, here's a great example, a wool sweater, right? Sweaters never have creases, right? You fold your sweater, it doesn't get creases. I think. Am I wrong? What? No, it depends what type of materials. Anyway, so
yeah, good idea. Like couch blankets and quilts and things like that, you know, don't have creases. So he says, likewise, things that don't have creases, Shmir Shabbos says, are mutter based on this, Mordechai.
We should clarify, doesn't everything give that kind of folded other than pants maybe? Like a shirt doesn't have built-in creases. The only reason shirts have creases is they put them away that way in the store. You know, if you
gets a crease when you. Yeah, but when you fold it, it gets a crease. Sorry, I take it back. What he meant is things that don't get a crease. Things that don't get a crease.
The blankets do get a crease.
No, they don't.
If you fold it, the blanket now has like a one.
No.
Man, I don't
know. Not a thick blanket.
Sure, not using a sheet. You saw it like linen.
Not a sheet. If you use a sheet as a blanket, no, generally thick things don't get creases. Maybe there are other kinds of materials that don't get creases. Basically, says anything that doesn't get creases, you can fold up.
What
couldn't be snuffle and freeze, for example, if you came inverse, can you pull something on the basis inverted, like a pops away? Like if you pull your top in half,
I understand.
I'm not sure. My intuition is I think that that's us.
Well, why would that? Because that's called.
Because both ways are really the cause of grease. Anyway, that's a big gula. So he says again,
there's always Mishmer says always going to be Machmer. But if you fold your talus not on the normal creases, or you fold something that doesn't get greased but by folding it, but folding doesn't,
both folding does make it able to be put away immediately. But it's not a creaseful material, then that's totally butter.
I think it's that the iser strengthening the creases.
I want that.
What?
What do you want to strengthen the crease?
Well, depending on what type of clothing it is, sometimes it is more desirable, sometimes less so.
That is a good question. Maybe because then you can put it away either from that one. The more it has kabua creases, the neater you can put it away. And it's the more compact it gets.
Hold on this week.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. What about?
Okay. Anyway, so that is a big hula. He even goes on here at Bokhtar Shlomazam, and he thinks that if you're just folding something up, but not like on any particular like place, just to like be able to put it away, then he thinks that's also mutter. Because that's not the type of folding. The type of folding that was also is only with chazik creases. That's the yesod of the mordechai. Yes?
Like, would this allow Shlomo in the scabbing? Even if I'm folding a talus in a way that it's going to fold on the...
No, I don't think that would allow it.
Wow.
I don't think that would allow it. Let me just add a few other kulas from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa here. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Maybe I don't really understand what you're saying. Let's see if it ties into this. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa said in Perk Tesvav, Halacha, he says,
if you hang your pants without holding them, they just fall along the crease, that's mutter. Now, obviously, he wasn't thinking we hang our pants, like you're going to hang them like on the hanger in half, you have to make the crease first. But let's say you want to just, hang your pants like we're skirt hanger, those little clips, and then you hang it there and then it falls into the crease, that would be okay, because you're not holding it, you're just letting it fall to the crease, which is not considered to be action of improving clothing. He also says, interestingly, in Sif Nun, he says that if your collar gets like this, then you can fold it back. Interesting, even though that's like very, very clutch and important. He says, no, that's not the kind of folding that goes around the horse. Rabbanan was only folding something to like improve it beyond just its basic wearable shape. Just putting it into the way you wear it, that is not considered malacha. So Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa here has a lot of good kulos for folding. Again, let's review. Number one, the Mordechai, and he even takes the Mordechai a little further. If something is not creasable or you're not trying to fold it in a particular way, then he's Makel. He's also Makel, though, so the other Svarim. If you just turn the collar down, because that's not where it goes around, just to where you wear it. And he was also Makel if you hang your pants somehow, on a skirt hanger or something, and they fall into place by themselves. The kolbo, of course, is makel even more than everything. What does the kolbo say? The kolbo says, we don't even have the folding of chazal, so nothing's us. Right? We don't fold the way they used to fold. He obviously assumed that their folding is not just like we can imagine folding some things or mechazik creases that make it in good shape. Their folding is a special kind of folding, which really
like gave a totally new tzura to something. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, okay,
he goes into a whole of the Ram Raibid, which is very, very questionable. But what does he say here? He says here that he thinks, no, kibbul pashut is not what's asur. It's tikkun and ma'aseonos, etc. And because the Rambam starts with, you can't like make your sleeve into like the pleated pattern, and you can't fold your clothing, etc. And he assumes that, no, that was really talking about making pleats and all kinds of very, very fancy things, not just folding things that we fold our things. Therefore, the Kolbo says all of our folding is mutter, and the Aruch HaShulchan agrees and says all of our folding is mutter. He says here is the esrog of the tircha or the esrog of the tikkun. He thinks we pass it's tikkun, and it's only tikkun and the whole kind of folding they didn't base in Chazal, but our folding is mutter. Lemaisa says it says Rav Avadya in Yechavadas Chelik Beis and Men. He says those who fold their talis normally in Shabbos, yeah, you don't have to rebuke them. They're about to be somekhan, they go to shulchan and kolbo.
And there, you know, if it was just a kolbo, then you would say, okay, there's like one rishon and no one paskins like. I mean, no one on the page paskins like the kolbo. What did the Magen Avraham say? You can't fold your talis on the normal way. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? You can't fold your talis the normal way. Right, everyone says what?
Yeah, everyone is not like the kolbo. Since the Aruch HaShulchan is like the kolbo, so Rav Avadya,
those who are shulchan the kolbo have what to be have what to rely on, and you don't have to rebuke them. So the mice are those who ignore this gemara and this aruch legamre
have what to be shulchan on the kolbo and the Aruch HaShulchan, as Rav Avadya says. But it's not proper to make it that way.
The kolbo is still a das yachin, and the mishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan is still a bit of a das yachin and yachronim, and therefore the mice we should be macher, but you don't have to be super duper macher, and therefore you can take advantage of all the kulas in the Aruch HaShulchan. I just want to deal with one more thing, but first,
is it possible to find the stop in towards the Aruch HaShulchan, just because he very clear that that needs to be other key. Meaning, like we've seen in Frost, all these sugyas that need to be Shel Kayama. So I'm not sure what the exact Hagdara of Shel Kayama is. But a lot of our folds are pretty weak. Meaning,
No. But it can't be because he says Usher fold the talis. If his talis are the same as our talis, what does he say? He says in Sevkat Yud Zayin. He says,
he definitely mentioned talis.
One second. He says, yeah. That you can't fold your talis, right?
Maybe you can add more legit.
That's why it's not like it's our talis. Give me a break.
Maybe they did it in a more stark way.
No, I don't believe that for a second. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, they're all in the corner of our guests here. I'm going to get the polo. I see a lot of people hold their talis for Shabbos. The schools I go to, I see lots of people do that. When I grew up, everyone felt holding their talis on. I don't know what they do next. So I like attention. When I grew up, everyone holding their talis on Shabbos.
Everyone holding their talis on Shabbos, so they have what to rely on. But the Chachila one certainly should not be do that. And therefore, either don't hold your talis on Shabbos if you want to be extra machmer, or hold your talis on Shabbos, not in the normal way, and then go back and fix it after Shabbos.
Most people do not hold their talis off the original ones that were that are in the talis.
Yeah, most people do.
You flip it over and then
most people fold it. Most people fold most things on the original lines. Well,
okay.
I think you have to meet most people. Yeah,
I mean, I've tried to look at okay.
Maybe they saw part of the short slow up that if you hold the pants on hanger on the lines, like you know the suit pants have other lines. They said it was mutter because they're just preventing the fold. They're not on wrinkle. Like what Madak and Rashi
said in the which seal.
I saw an issue. I looked at it inside. It's in 21.
Oh, I have a dear sure.
Yeah, those are quotes. Or a talus. Now would be mutter even for a talus.
Sanjur shlomo zalman.
Just prevent the
ring. I didn't understand that's what he was saying here. Okay, I didn't understand that. I thought what he was saying here is that if it's already folded, then you can hang it up. Yeah, that I understood means if it's already folded, then you can hang it up.
No, hang it up.
Okay, we have to look at real argument.
Where did Rebbe get this idea that it's also to strengthen the creature? Where? Why is that? Why is that us? What is?
I mean,
isn't it to remove the ring?
Then what's found in Mordechai?
Because when you don't fold them on the kipo, the seder kipulo, you don't unwrinkle anything. Folding on the creases removes wrinkles. But if you don't fold it on the creases, removes, preventing the sign. That's the other method. It's much to just prevent the wrinkles. But you can only remove wrinkles if you fold out seder kipulo. Makes sense. You fold in a
wrinkle. No, but preventing wrinkles is also usher if you have another becket, no?
That's not because of that's just because Chazal didn't want
But the Mordechai was matter, even if you have another baguette folding it up.
That's not Sashir also. Reading it inside the boat. Now pulling the kipula is only there. Because it's not the
Sashir. Thank you for saying I don't love your Svara. Okay, we can argue about it later.
Yeah. Where do we get this?
What?
Where
do we get this?
That the way I understood the Mordechai, maybe I can't prove it, is that what's the isser of folding? The isser of folding is to make the creases or to strengthen the creases to make or strengthen the creases. And that's why it's only on the regular creases. But if you do it not on the regular creases, then it's much. And I thought that was in this word, man. It says, doesn't have keel.
I mean, if you do it not on the regular creases, that's not going to last. The way you're folding it now is not going to last. And therefore, you're not really accomplishing anything.
I thought it was very different than
getting rid of or preventing wrinkles.
Okay, that's my thoughts. I think it's dochuk to say what you're saying. What do you think is further more today? Why is it what's to fold not on the lines?
I agree that it's not going to last. Everything else, because Mimela, you're not going to do it again, and therefore it's not going to last. And that's its whole point during the day.
What difference does it make if it's the last?
Because everything needs to be Shokayama. That's like Bona, that's Bantapapap, which needs to be something that's going to last. It's going to be existing, as opposed to, and that's what our equipment has to stop. Again, whether the Mitzvah is right or wrong, but his point is that if it doesn't...
No, but hold on a second. Let's say I have a talus, right? And I fold it. I fold it not on the lines. Then tomorrow, I unfold it and fold it on the lines. Or if I put it on the lines, and tomorrow I unfold and fold it on the lines. Either way, the folding I'm doing now lasts the same amount of time.
No, because it's Miguel. No, because the whole point of folding is that you fold in the same place every time. So when you fold it not on the same, that's why I thought the patch was good. If you fold it not on the right place, then that's Mimela not going to last.
What?
Because you're never going to continuously do that. So that fold, did it last?
No, no.
The priest was not the priest.
But why would the only string that fold? Why isn't us just...
If that becomes the priest, it will become us.
Okay, but what you're saying is only us to make that fold. It's not us for that straight garment.
Right.
Okay, then you're agreeing with me.
It's us to make the fold.
Right. So why is that us already? What kind of issue is that?
It's Tikkun. It's Midarbon. Like I'm trying to play.
The ripples, no?
It's not. What? Unclear. Unclear. Okay. Fair enough. Anyway, Kitzer, you can interpret the Mordechai however you want. I just want to make one interesting criteria. Here's one interesting criteria.
Why is Aval Lemachar is Usher? Why is it Usher Lemachar? What are two ways you could tell me why it's Usher to pull Lemachar, even if you have all the other conditions? So it could be because of Isser Hakana Lakol, the Shabbos Lakol. Why can't you do the Lakar? Nothing to do with the Isser of fixing clothing. It's not that you're improving the clothing. It's because Isser Hakana Lakol, the Shabbos Lakol.
That's what it's true. Where? That's with the Erev Tavshilin. That's why with the Erev Tavshilin, you're good.
No, that was if you don't have a condition. The Erev Tavshilin is, let's say it's not white
No, because an Erev Tavshilin is matter more than just Yisrael. It's matter Malacha Bolsa.
Right, what's the other option? The other option is because of Tikkun HaBeged, and we're only Mekel if it's a small Tikkun, which means Adon Echad Beged Kadosh and Lavan, and it's a short Shabbos.
Why would that mean that with an Erev? I can't do it for Shabbos. I can do it from Friday night to Shabbos day.
Why?
Can I pull my house from the chazan on Friday night to Shabbos day?
Yes.
Are we passing out with Tamar?
If
you pull it up, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's also all this. The whole issue was.
I'm not even holding this. I'm only asking about Vobayon.
Oh, just okay.
Yeah. This is. So, what's an Akamina? The Nafkamina is very plushed. What about the Mordechai's case? What if you fold it not on the creases?
Nafkamina is if you fold not on the creases or Sunday. And you're not going to use it on Shabbos. If you say it's Nishar Chana, then it should be Oscar. Right? Because forget about the Nishar. It's Nishar Chana. Forget about whether or not you're approving the garment. It's just as much hakana to hold it on the piece and not the piece, either way you're preparing for Sunday. But if you say it's because the tikkun beged is only mutter for tzorach, then it should be mutter because there's no tikkun of the beged. And this is
kind of the nature of when you're over hakana, and it's an issue like the week falls away. And
that's, I think that's the smachlokas.
But even
and economy, that is the smachlokas. Whether the way you put something away is hakana. And this is a machlokas between, you need the Shaar Tzion to, I think, to know who it's machlokas between. The Shaar Tzion Chof says, Ken Kasfu, etc., 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 many achronim, Reisim Chai Azim, Hechmer is there, but I don't know why. And he speculates. Basically, this is a Chai Adam.
Chai Adam. In the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkatan Chav. The Chai Adam says, even if you have the case of work, it's only Mutter means on Shabbos, alone if you do Kana Prokol. And the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. This is the Mishnah Berurah. What Sivkatan was it?
Yud Ches.
Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yud Ches. Al Pi Shaar Achronim, he said, all the Achronim make on this. He says, no, if you do like the Mordechai, you're even allowed to fold it up to use on Sunday. Why? Because he thinks folding up is not hakana. The only reason it worked about that day and the next day was because, it's still a little too good in the other conditions, but they were only made for Torah Shas. Okay, if not good at all, then you would be Torah Shas. And Aryeh would say, what's the story of the Mishnah Berurah? Why wasn't he worried about hakana? Oh, because just putting something away is not hakana. He doesn't say what his story is, and the Mishnah speculates. And I'm speculating that maybe he thinks that's because of Hakana. And if it's because of Hakana, who cares if he's doing it in a way that's Tikkun or not Tikkun? Either way, you can't do Hakana.
What?
Put in the fridge. I mean, that means that Hakana? No, what's Hakana? You can't get away.
So the Chai Adam might say if you put food in the fridge, that's not Hakana because it's otherwise it would spoil the
Yeah.
Okay, so either you're disagreeing with the Chai Adam, or you think I have the wrong shot in the Chai Adam, which is possible. The Shaar Tzion also gets the shot in the Chai Adam.
Let's say it's your Shabbat food, you're taking it off, and you're going to save for next Shabbat. Is that a Hana?
That is a great question. What about next Shabbat? It's not found in the Mishnah Berurah. They heard him argue, is it mutter for next Shabbos? Is it mutter for next Shabbos or not? The Shmir Shabbos also assumes that it's also even for next Shabbos. He doesn't hold the on the Chai Adam. He holds also for next Shabbos because
Lechore said so it's for next Shabbos. It was holding during the week for next Shabbos.
But my Rav said, if you don't do Rovayom, then it's like Yeshua Hakla.
Good. I agree. Okay. Anyway, that is as far as folding on shots. Say that again.
Then something about Natara in the back. It is a homebrew production, but people also do it there. Does that make a difference? One effect with that over there.
Folding on the Natara.
Like the.
You fold it together with the rest of the talus.
No, but it's a seat.
It
acts as a seat.
All right, I'm not so familiar with what you do when you have a metal Atara.
I remember hearing, like, I think, that makes it easier to fold up. Like, that's another way out of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean. Okay, maybe we'll try to look into it. Okay, let's go Viter. Ready? The next thing on the Makoro sheet was shoelaces and the strings in hoodies and in sweatpants. Right? Does sweatpants still have strings? Okay, good. Let's go to Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin is really about kosher and matir, but agav, it gets into some other things and starts with something which, according to most Rishonim, I think, is usher because of Makar Patish. Says Beis, quoting Rambam, there is a funny taz, which Sifkat and Gimel, which you should probably skip because he just seems to have had the Mangir Son of Rambam or something. I had a bad copy of the Rambam. Anyway, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Zayin Beis, Nishmatullah Ritsuas Middle of a Sandal, if the strings of your shoes, the shoelaces came out, your shoelaces fell out. Oshin Nishmat Rove Haregel, or most of the foot. Or most of the foot came out. Again, the taz is not exactly sure what this means. What the Mishnah Berurah says, either it means that the shoe came off of most of your foot, and then you have to put the lace in a different hole, or that most of your shoe fell out of its place, and you have to adjust the strings to retie it. You can put the laces back. As long as you don't tie, he doesn't mean tie like our shoelaces, which is temporary. It means you don't tie them into place permanently, which you don't do with modern day shoelaces. But you do with, for example, I think so, if you have a hoodie, do they sell strings like in the hood?
Yeah.
So those strings, when they come out on two sides, you tie them so that they don't go all the way in. Like you pull one side, you shouldn't lose the whole thing. So you tie it in that to keep it from going in. So that's a kind of permanent tying. As long as you don't tie them. The Davke says, okay, so obviously you're not allowed to tie. That's what's doing Shin Yud Zayin, but you're allowed to replace, the laces. Why are you allowed to replace the laces? So they compare it to Simon, Shin Mem Sif Ches. If we skip for a second to Shin Mem Sif Ches, you don't have to flip. I'll just flip. It says a Mefurish Gemara. Says the Mefurish Gemara Shin Mem Sif Ches. Very, very short. Mochin Shenaflim Nakeses. If the stuffing comes out of the pillow or mattress, much like zero, you can stuff it back. You can't stuff it in the first place, but you can put back stuffing that fell out. Why can't you stuff it in the first place? So the Rambam says,
Gezeira, if you stuff it in the first place, you might sew it. But Rashi and all the other Rishonim say, because it's not going to patish. Stuffing it the first time is not going to patish. And the Rishonim assume that the same applies to shoelaces. Basically, anything you put in something, even if shoelaces that you only put in the holes, is the same as stuffing in the pillow, right? The first time you can't put it in, but if it comes out, you can put it back.
Can't put it the first time.
Mechor
in
the bottom Paddish. But let's go with Moshe Rishonim. But if it fell out, you can put it back. That's not Machmir Patish. Replacing Shulis that fell out is not Machmir Patish. Only putting the first time Machmir Patish.
What about switching shoes?
So let's get to that.
So what about, meaning, what do you mean? Your shoe already had shoelaces, but it didn't have these shoelaces, right? Is that considered Machmir Patish? The first time these, you can say the same stuffing. What if your stuffing fell out of your pillow? So you put in a different stuffing. So would that be Machmir Patish or not? So that is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah here. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's cutting your Ches. What is he saying? Shin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. V'davka Oson Haritzuos. Haritzuos Chadosh Shlo Hanis Shami Tfila Aser Demikrei Netakin Bana.
I'm asking on that. I'm asking on that. Like, I have two pairs of shoes. Me and Ari switch places. So would we say
that? No, I'm sure that would also be Aser.
Since these laces were in shoe, that's not the problem. I don't care if they used to get other shoes.
But is his point not that something fell out and therefore now I'm fixing it? No, now I'm proactively putting something in. Meaning I just get a purple string and I have not red, I have green strings and I want to switch it up. Meaning that's not a cocky mana in sense of
words. Yes, it is. When you take out your purple ones, now your shoes don't have laces and you put them in the new ones, you're fixing them.
Even though I'm the one who took them out.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I think that's possibly Svara. So
and you
Mishnah in the test says even if the shoes have laces, you can't, let's say your laces ripped.
That can't be condition too low. Isn't that
the case? No, I just think because you never imagined someone would be as weird as you are. So you just don't have a normal case.
Very crazy.
Perhaps. But that's not a fair thought. Anyway, Titzer, again, what do we say?
Putting in for the first time is Makom Patish, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Tezayin. Avol Minach Kodesh, also Tzeir Tzus, Shalos Bin Lekim Rachav, Demetakin Mane. Okay, so putting the first time in Makom Patish, replacing one that fell out, putting the same ones back in that fell out is Mutter. So that's just continuing the way it was, not being something new, but putting in new ones is Aser. Oh, so now we have a problem.
It's the same ones that fell out, same to die away.
Same exact ones that fell out as mutter. Different ones, even if they're identical, are usher. Now, here's the problem. So what do you do if a weird case, your shoelace falls out on Shabbos? So you can put it back. But what do you do if your shoelace rips on Shabbos? You can't put a new shoelace in your shoe because that's usher. So is there any eitzah? There's an Eitzah based on the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezayin in the continuation. He said, interesting case. What about putting a belt in your pants? If putting a belt, I get dressed in the morning, put a belt in my pants. So is that Makom Patish? If it's the first time I'm putting a belt in the pants? So Shmuel gives the right answer. His answer was, no, why not?
You know what we're not going to touch? Sometimes women have dresses that come with belts, or a man has a raincoat that comes with belts, right? And if you have to stay there forever, if you put it in the first time, that's awesome. And that's what he says here. He says,
he says, if you have a sarbel, a man's raincoat or pants on you, like that.
And he basically says, if you have a sash or a belt that goes with this piece of clothing forever, putting in the first time is awesome. So it's not a common man's raincoat. You buy them, think it comes with the belt inside. So if it ever comes out, you can put it back, no problem. It's only putting in the first time. But let's say, you order a dress from
the internet, from
wherever it is that you order dresses from. They're cheap websites in China. And it comes kind of like in the package, and then the dress, and then it comes with the belt. You can't put the belt in the first time on Shabbos because it's meant to stay there forever. You never take it out. And that's in the pocket mana. But he says you can put a regular belt in pants on Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah. Because you have a bottom there, you don't leave it there permanently. Therefore, 1 second concludes the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa in Peretesvav Halacha Stameth
Dalid, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Now it says he has an Eitza. What should you do if one of these doesn't work? See? What should you do if your shoelaces rip on Shabbos now? You can't go any place because you don't have shoes. There's he's an Eitza. Ah, just put in shoelaces. It's not the Derek Lovato there. He doesn't mean put them in just intending to take them out. No. The Derek Lovato, let's still us. At least he drove on. He put in shoelaces that no one ever leaves there for a long time. How so? Either instead of putting them in normal, only put them through the top two loops. And then, of course, no one would leave it that way after Shabbos. You're going to have to take it off and like normal. Or put on your neon pink ones, except for tea. Neon pink ones, which no, you'd be embarrassed to walk around with normal. Okay, so for the Shabbos, it's cool. You can say, because your Shabbos is tough with that, and then you can show off your alumnus. But if you kept it on Sunday, then it would look weird. Again, so nowadays, some places it's cool. Not talking about that. We're talking about, let's say, people like us. It's probably not cool to walk around with neon pink shoelaces.
Not that thing. Anything is just wouldn't be big, not so nice.
Correct. Right? Right. I mean, yeah, you have to use your judgment.
Doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be neon pink. I was just sitting down to the band.
Having one more try. The fact that the mission, the belt case, that the belt, what is it? It's possible to go in and out. So obviously, we looked. If there's some cover, again, you're talking that there would be, that there's some cover who on Shabbos, they're not broken, but they're a little afraid. Oh, let's switch out the laces. I have 10 pairs of black shoelaces, and they're not, and like, I want to, you know, mine got dirt. My shoelaces got dirt, so I just want to take them out and put new ones in. Well, sort of, that's not the case of
I feel comfortable saying
it's not there. Maybe not for me.
I feel comfortable.
It's easily in and out.
I feel comfortable saying that I have no textual proof that you're wrong, but it's 100% clear without a shadow of a doubt. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Eitza of the Shmir Shabbos. That's good to know. Michal. I don't think so. I the impression you get from the Shmir Shabbos is that if it's something you normally leave in forever, then if you decide to be weird, that doesn't help. It has to be something you don't normally leave in forever. So what should she do? I don't know. So if she didn't put the belt in the first time on Shabbos, then she should wear it with it. Well, it's on Shabbos.
Yeah, she can always wear a dress with like a regular belt, not the belt that came with it.
You know, but like get one with a matching color. People know how to do that. Some people. Anyway, okay. But of course, once she puts it in the first time, everyone pulls out. She can put it back as much as she wants. But, well,
what about being the bed? And then she wraps the belt around the dress, but she doesn't put it into the holes. Just kind of ties it over her.
Oh, that would also be okay. Correct. That would also be okay.
Maybe you should.
Is there big Isha if you are wearing shoelaces?
That's a fascinating question. I think if there's a technical reason you're doing it, fine. I think we generally assume there's a technical reason you're wearing one big ed that's like the other gender, but if you otherwise are wearing your own gender and you're doing it for technical reasons, then I think it's pretty good. Like we're making a little time. I think we're making all that money support. Like, I think there's some form out there, but many almost only a quarter of it. Though I think this happens. Like, the woman's very cold, she'll like borrow clothes with some jackets, like to get home or whatever. Oh, it's naked ish. No, the answer is since it's, yeah, dressing totally like a man. Just otherwise, it looks like a woman just has one naked, and that one day is for technical reasons, not in order to look like the ish, then we assume it's much. I think that's. So I certainly, I'm not even sure there are such things as shoelaces, but that's probably my ignorance. I'm sure there are cool teenage boys who are so cool that they wear pink shoelaces. And having nothing to do with it, just because, you know, having nothing to do with being Begadisha. Okay, bye. There's one other thing which I want to point out here from the Ramah here. Because the Ramah is based, starts with this Tosos and the Rush and the Tor. Tosos and the Rush and the Tor say that, there's a different problem sometimes you place the string, which now we'll get to. Until we get to Tosos and the Rush and the Tor, what might we think? Let's say your string came out of sweatpants or a hoodie. then it would be much more replaced. So it was already there. Can't, we might think. But do Tosos
And if we just read the Machaber, we might think that.
What do Tosos and the Rush and the Torah say? They say, there's another problem. The other problem is Shema Yikshar.
Zera, you might tie it.
And they compare it to, after all, you can't replace things Zera Shema. Remember, Simon Shina Dalid? Zera Shema Yitka. Right? You might hammer.
So just like you can't replace the furniture, you might hammer it, you can't replace the string, because you might come to tie it.
Now, again, I don't mean tie it like our shoelaces. Our shoelaces, we tie it in the book, just for the nickname. I mean tie it like in sweatpants, I think also.
Like you put it in and then you tie the side so it won't get sucked in by accident. And what is like a lot of these things have permanent knots in them.
So you wouldn't tie a permanent knot. The old days, the shoes also. So says the Ramah in Shin Yud Zayin Beis, B'davka Shiyachalach Zirub Lo Torach. That's only if you could put it back easily. Avon Torach Torach Laze Aser D'chashin Hashem Yekshar. But if it needs terrified, it's Aser because you might tie it. And here's where all the Achronim went to town on the Ramah.
All the Achronim says, sorry, the Ramah, there's either Tos Sofer or you misunderstood. Starting with the Magen Avraham. And the Tad and the Mishnah Brura,
they all say that's not what Tosos and Rush said, right? Basically, what do we have here? Says the Ramah, Aser, and if you need Tirchon, because Shema Yitzchak. And they all say, Ma'i Yeshvi Beis Lash Sinai, we don't even do the other. Shema Yitzchak is. It just depends whether it's something you normally tie. And what does it do with tirpa, right? If it's tirpa or not tirpa, then if you normally tie, it's going to be hasar. If you don't normally tie, it's going to be hasar.
Obviously, you know, the belt or the raincoat or the rest should be mutter. You never tie it. Shoelaces and modern shoes, you mutter. You never tie it. You have to replace the same ones. And strings and hoodies should be hasar. You usually tie them. What does that do with tirpa?
And therefore, what are the Magen Avraham and the Taz at all the Achronim in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan something? Yes.
What do the Magen Avraham, Taz, Mishnah Berurah, Chah, and everyone else say? No, the Ramah misunderstood. He substituted an and for an or something. You know, who knows if he substituted the Ramah, but they say, no. There are two different Isurim. A, Dabar Sherogel Lichor is Usur because Shema Yikshor with or without Tirfa. That's one issue.
Yeah. Very much. Something that into a new shoe is what it now needs to.
What?
Well, it makes the same deal about when he's not his mother kid. So. Sure. Which I hope he is. Yeah, he makes the exact deal. It's a new man. He said, but nowadays right. Every kid in Dallas, the heck, I mean, this whole paragraph, he says the deal is this. I mean, because of a commission, whatever, that means a new one you can't put in. But nowadays, then whatever you talk to mom, checking for what happens at the school, I mean, never touch, or going out, whatever. For ease, that's fine. Nobody said nowadays, Asian Shinim based people, whatever. I can base out of Kiva, who is our army culture, Gilin told that day, but he said, whatever, because it's hard. Harifa, the rabbi's hard, they'll have to base a Kiva, so I'll go ask my Sekuma, that would be us. But nowadays, he says, now you have a kid who's 4 or 5 years old. He says over here, he says, any kid who's we're calling the peanut and the hey, won't last any of the shopping. Well,
whatever, I have to.
Nowadays, you can easily go in and out. You don't need anything. It's not my time. You go easily in and out. How about an apple?
Okay. Anyway, you know what? I will have to do that next. Either way, if he says it, we don't pass like it.
Okay, we'll be running it.
If need be, we'll work it out. What do they call it? Say B. Dovar Sheyich Terka. That zero is usher. Regardless of tying, if it is Terka Lach zero, it's usher, as he says here. Because of people in play.
Yeah, Torah zero, then it's like really broken. That's not like stopping it too. Because of Tikkun Kli. Oh, you're just putting what was there all along? Yeah, a lot of work to put that, but you really fix it. And this is whether or not it gets tied. So they all say the Rambam misunderstood the Rishonim, but it is there two separate Isurim. There's one Isur of something that needs Terecha to put it back, having nothing with tying, and another Isur of something that you used to tie, it might tie. Regardless of whether it's yes, that's what I mean. Sharaga Likshar, let me add this. Hesher Shel Kayon. Okay? Also, sorry. No. Yeah, that's what he means. He means to hide.
Isn't Yitka just mean where he doesn't put the Yitka?
No.
No, what does he say? But like, what are you to pay? How do you handle it?
I assume that the tia just meant tying.
The lashon of the rush. I hear what you're saying. I assume by tkia, he meant labdaf, he just meant the idea of tkia. You're right, he doesn't say that so clearly. See, in the Torah, he just says hashina shema yikshar, right? It's much clearer. And that's his pshat, obviously, in Tosos. I don't remember the lashon of the rush. So I think that Tosos just meant tkia as an example. Okay, anyway, kitzer, how do we paskin? The Mishabur says, ekshar, that Ramal was crazy and the he says, Efshar, the Ramah in the Bir Alach. I mean, the Bir Alach says, Efshar, the Ramah wasn't crazy, and that got some more ties in Mokar.
And what would be the story of the Ramah? It's a funny story. For the Ramah would be, if something's very easy, we're not afraid you'll do other Alachos happens. Because it's so easy that you just say, oh, it's a small thing, I'm not going to do much. But if something's hard work, then we're afraid once you're doing the hard work, you'll get into it and you'll finish it in the whole shops. Because hard work gets you into something and then you stop and you forget that it shops. So he says, the Ramah is a possible Svara. If it's very easy, you won't tie. You remember that you just did an easy thing and still Shabbos. But if you have to work hard in some 10 minutes, then you'll forget a Shabbos and you'll tie this. But even though the Ramah could have a Svara, the Maisa, we don't pass like the Ramah, we pass like the other Krogan. On the mission, we're just trying to say the Ramah is not crazy.
He wasn't trying to say that's a mainstream Sah,
which means that there are two cases, but it's also even to put back what was already there. One case is you tie it, even if it's very easy to put back. The other is it's hard work, even if you never tie it. Like, for example, let's say you have shoelaces and those plastic things at the end came off, so it's really hard to get through the holes. Then, even though no one ever ties the Tesh of Hayana, it's still usher, even if you put the same one back in your shoes, because it's such a big terrapha, that's really like fixes, even though it was already there. Or if I don't know if we have shoes where you tie Kesher Tov Hayama anymore.
The sweater.
The truth is, in those hoodies are now also for two reasons put the string back. It's Terecha and it's usually tied. And don't.
If it's something that's normally tied, you buy your sweatshirt, it's already tied. Normally, adds ties to the original.
No, but if the tie would come out, you would have to be tied.
Yeah.
And then there might be people often too add another knot so that if they see it starting to slip through. But if it came out, you'd have to be tied. Meaning, if you can get it through, then what goes in can come back unless you add another knot.
Okay. Anyway, so hoodies in the end are also to restrain for two reasons, not just for one reason.
Okay, but even if only one reason applies, it's still us. Okay, let's go weiter to the next seif. And this is going to be very big halacha l'maisa. Should we go, maybe we should go a little in a different order. Let's go in a little bit of a different order. Because while we're talking about restraining, let's go to, if you'll let me go out of order for a moment, the shin mem sif ches, to the stuffing the pillows. The stuffing the pillows, turn with me to shin mem sif ches, right? The stuffing that fell out of the pillows you can put back, but you can't put it in the first line. And why is it also to put in the first line? So we mentioned, if you look in the in the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says, why is it also to put in the first time? Because has to avidly mana v'yishma chazivya d'oraisa. You're creating a kli, and that's an isha d'oraisa. And the Shar Tzion Tzomach Ches says that's Rashi, and the Ran, and the Ritva, and the Orzbura, and the Meiri. And he has arrived from the Gemara. So obviously that's the mainstream shot, even though the Rambam says it's a gzeira that you might suffer. But so let's assume it's because Makru Patish. So the interesting question is, how does that tie into other things? What other things do we fill with something else? You put the pillow in the pillowcase?
Nah, the pillow in the pillowcase even fertilizes. Because you can't say you're creating something. They're clearly two different. Because you're not a bottle, right? You're not supposed to leave the pillow in the pillowcase. It's just until you change your limits. Right, so that's clearly not.
If anyone leave their feathers in the pillow?
Don't you leave your feathers in the pillow?
I do. I thought that everyone sees was that their pillow was just the stuff.
No. Okay, are there any contemporary examples of things that we like fill with stuff? That so we said the shoelaces are the Rishonim's examples, right? The shoelaces are the Rishonim's example of this. Are there other good examples of this? So the fascinating question is, what about things you blow up with air? What about the balloon, a beach ball, an air mattress? There are other things, a basketball or football, et cetera, et cetera. What are the things you blow up with air? Is that the same as stuffing the pillow or not? That's a great question, no? So there are two cases which are, there's one case which is Pasha Usher. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Peretz Zayin, Halacha Zayin, but I don't want you to read it because I want you to tell me the Svara. How about blowing up a balloon? Tell me why it's obvious that blowing up a balloon is usher, like this plush Svara white up the balloon. Because you almost tie it a permanent knot, right? So since this is plush. Balloons that you blow and tie, you're not allowed to blow them because they already might tie it.
Okay, that's very reasonable. Similar to what we find here, right?
Whether or not it's terrible. Not to mention that, a little terrible. Even part of our lava, we pass like beer road. Even there's no material. It's also Sheva Yikshar. So for sure, it's also a balloon because you might find. And in the old days, they had balls like that. They had to blow them down. But we haven't had those for decades. But the more interesting question, what about everything else? Everything else, no tie. Soccer, but you don't tie. A beach ball, you also don't tie. You just like stick the thing, right? How about everything else? Can you blow everything else up with air or not? So, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in a few places, all of which are on the Makor sheet, such as Tes Zayin Tes. Tes Zayin Zayin. He says, can you blow up, let's say, a beach ball or a soccer ball, or, you know, he probably imagined a soccer ball, right? Can you blow up a beach ball on or a soccer ball or anything like that? You know, you have to, like, pump the soccer ball or the basketball. Can you pump the basketball? So he says right here, he says, if there's something you don't tie, it's mutter, blow them up. And likewise for, like, I don't know exactly what this means. He says, like, animals and stuff that you, like, blow up and then, like, just put the plug in. Let's call it beach balls. No, because that you have to tie. So you're not talking about something else.
Okay. It says anything which you don't tie, you're allowed to blow up. Umikal makam lo yinapkin. You can't blow them up. Elim ke nafku osam kvar lepachos pam achas miod yom. Unless they were blown up once before. Just like the mokin and just like the shoelaces. So when it comes to blowing up with air, he says he's not chalking your mouth in a pump. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Krasa, Aser the first time, but Mutter the second time and on, just like the case of the Mochin, etc. And he quotes, one second, who does he quote to support this? I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, and the Yesod Yeshurun says, yeah, it's a difference between a new one and an old one. He also says he heard this from the Yesod Yeshurun. You know the Yesod Yeshurun is Rav Felder from Toronto. And he also spoke this. What? This is Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Zayin. And he says the same thing in Perek Lamed Daled about, like, you know, like there's this tube that people sit on sometimes. I don't know, like you have back problems or whatever. I don't know what it is. And he says the same thing in Perek Tesvav about an air mattress. Can't blow up an air mattress the first time, but you can for the second time. Again, and it's a little hard to blow up an air mattress nowadays that we're not used to working so hard without electricity. But theoretically, you could blow anything up the second time, just not the the first time. And Rabbi Ribiat, give me a second. Rabbi Ribiat agrees. Rabbi Ribiat agrees, but, and Lama Tes Malachos agrees. I didn't bring it here, but you can look it up if you want on page 1156. But someone tell me how you could object to the stop, say that's not a good heck. Have you be more mad parents? But
it's shame. Was it shame?
Basketball. So we got a pillow without stuffing. Maybe less so. I don't know. Someone give me you don't have a way to say, no, even the second time, Saucer.
Wait for a long time, like a bed they haven't used before.
Hold on. When you blow up the second time, are you putting back the same air from the first time? Or are you putting back different air? Isn't that like different laces or different stuffing? Right? That's what the, did I bring anyone here? Right? But this year, really getting a lot of mileage out of this bare motion. You look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he says, Yeshal Rotsim Ladamos, the Puach, etc. Some people want to say that it's the same thing to blow things up. He quotes them in Chashlomo. Okay, Mechashlomo, Shemshavs Gossin, Yisod Yishurin. Some people say it's Asur Bechol Gavne because it's different air. And then he quotes from the Chelkas Yaakov. Chelkas Yaakov says different air. One second. Who else? Someone else see different here. Then he says also the balloons are pashad asur because we might tie it. Okay, because of the Chalkis Yaakov, Minchas Yitzchak says the same thing, even though he doesn't quote it. Okay, so Chalkis Yaakov and the Minchas Yitzchak, I didn't write down where it was. They say asur even the second time because it's different air. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman to say back? So the Shmir Shabbos Gochasa in Perek Tes Zayin in footnote Chav Gimel quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, no, all air is the same. All air is the same. We're just saying different air is here. Right? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we could add the Shabbos Gochasa here. If you want, because all air is the same. So that seems to be the machlokas. Do you say all air is the same? In which case, it is
You say all layers are the same, in which case it's mutter blowing the blown up once before shots. You say, no, different air, in which case it's awesome.
If I didn't have a blow up at it, I didn't blow it up before Shabbos, but I blew it up 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I remember that in Shabbos signature, sure.
You know it's been
blown. Yeah, you already blew it up once. Now, Rabbi Willig is machria based on a different svara, right? Sorry, yes?
Can you say it's more make than the case of the pillow, because when you inflate it with air, it will deflate over time? And especially air mattresses that run empties them out.
So the first one, I don't love it. Everything, nothing lasts forever, and that's... The fact that nothing lasts forever, I don't know if really changes Hilchos Shabbos. But how about what Bible is saying? Hold on a second. Maybe it's like the belt in my pants, that it's not bottled to become one thing because that depends what you're talking about, right? When I pump up a soccer ball or a basketball or a football, I never plant love the air at all. If your tear happens, I'll have to pump it in again someday. But that I'm putting that air to give him a bottle there for basically fibers. Everything has wear and tear.
I mean, right after five, we've got a lot of air mattresses now come built in with a built-in.
Correct. But and when I pump up a bicycle tire, that's meant for warm. It's only fibers. But when I pump up a beach ball, when I blow up a beach ball, usually it's only until I go home and I have to or finish playing that I deflate it. When I pump up an air mattress, if I wanted to leave it pumped all the time, I would just buy a regular mattress, right? The whole point is, it's only to use sometimes and then to empty out, right? So, now, is that such a big B'tzela Chachma that the Rav Moshe Bronner and other Bronner say, you're not going to bottle all the air. Now, at least in some cases, so it's not such a pashut svara, because like when I'm not about the pants to the belt, you could say the belt to the pants, you'd say, the belt is separate from the pants, they don't become one item. Even if I'm not a bottle there, it's still one item. You know, you're not gonna say like the air stays a separate from the air mattress. But says very willing, if it basically says very willing, he says, if it's temporary though, then you can be makel because if I recall correctly, I didn't write it down. If it's the second time and it's the kind of thing you only blow it down temporarily, then it's okay. So basically, if you use your air mattress once 4 years ago, you can blow up the air mattress again on Shabbos. You used the beach ball once last summer, you can blow up the beach ball again on Shabbos. Anyone have other good examples? Things that are temporary?
Why is it only saying
that?
Because it's not so plush to use that far. But if you need to pump up your basketball, that's also on Shabbos. Because that you're be using it forever. And he's not someone called the Shmir Shabbos. Very willing. He's not someone called the Shmir Shabbos. Says you can only be Makel if it's something. You can only be Makel if it's something temporary. And again, that's what he quotes here from the Betzalel Stern, Moshe Stern's, the different senior's brother, that it's mutter because you're not Mevatel. Because you're not mevatel the air. Yish, maybe yish ladun, but lemaisa say, right, the Betzel HaChachma and others. He quotes a whole bunch, the Pinske Chubas here, quotes a whole bunch of our pronoun makes this fillet. Who does he quote here? I'll review the Betzel HaChachma, the Mishnah Yosef. The Mishnah Yosef, I'm not sure who that is. And then he quotes let's leave it. So Chachma says that it depends if you leave it inflated or not. I mean, it depends on the temporary thing. Permanent things, basketballs are totally usher, but air mattresses and beach balls, okay? Those are temporary kinds of things.
And I mean, my circumstance, but it's a general rule, and very willing to pass things this way, that you should not pump your basketball at Shabbos, even if it's been pumped 105 before, because you think there forever, but you can't blow up a beach ball or an air mattress on Shabbos, because that's only temporary, and that's not considered tikkun mana, because you're not in the bottle with there, and, you know, it's just like, that's what you use all the time.
What about adding to a basketball little flap that has all the air there, just adding two pumps to make it more usable?
What about just adding a few pumps to the basketball? I think that's still us. Yeah, I think it's still us. You really are completing the basketball. Like, it's not a good basketball, and you're making it a good basketball. I think it's a problem. Okay, let's go back to, we have time for a little more, hopefully. Let's go back to Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin. Seif Gimel. This is a big sugya. Matir and Beis HaTzavar, the famous sugya of Beis HaTzavar, right? Korea Beis HaTzavar, if you tear the neck in clothing, that's an issue to raisa. What does it mean to tear the neck? If you imagine that clothing is just like a big poncho, you have to tear a hole for the neck, right? So if you tear that on Shabbos, that, sorry, is an issue to raisa. What issue to raisa is it?
What's machloken about both Korea Beis HaTzavar is
high in places. What's the Issur D'oraisa, which Av Malacha?
Korea.
The Rambam says Korea.
Exactly. He says the Rambam Korea. Why? Well, you're Korea. So it's Korea, right?
But said it right. Therefore, what I need to point out is that Rosh is surprising. Because it has the word Korea, right? Rosh says Makar with Pavish.
And like, okay, we understand why. If it's not Korea, you're not going to finish. You're finishing the clothing. But why isn't it Korea? So what did we seriously say? Why is Rashi think it's not Korea? Well, it's not locus round on Rashi. What? No.
I mean, it was, they did it like as a stitch up on the Oran.
Whether Korea, that's not Almanas lit for, is Korea.
The mid, if I say Korea's high, Almanas lit for. Is that just an example of a tikkun or is that Dabka?
We say Koreas, Almanas to resew it, right? In the Mishnah, what do they do? If, why do they rip things in the Mishnah?
Ah, they got a hole in one of the urios, in one of the curtains, whatever. They would have to tear it and then resew it to cover up the hole. So, what if you tear it? Clearly, if you tear it made for no good reason, then that's not what happens. What if you tear it for a very good reason, but which is not to resew? So, the Mishnah says that, the Machlokas, Rambam, and Rashi. Now, later on in Geneva, it's probably said, what the Sodom Achlokas? Sodom Achlokas is Korea Letikon Avalo Almanas lit for. The Rambam would say, I am Mishon Korea, because Almanas lit for is Lav Davka. Almanas lit for is Lav Davka. It just means it has to be for a productive purpose, such as making a hole, a neck hole. But Rashi would say, nope, ain't no kai bishom korea. If it's not amanas lit for, it's not korea. Oh, so why is it also to tear up the neck? It's not an interesting focus in general in Kokos Korea. The mission board deals with how did that tie into the question of toilet paper, right? Or toilet paper. That's not Almanas lit for. So is that Korea or not? Okay. And Shenem, he has a little bit of either the Rambam, which he deals with a little beer lock up.
Not for now. Right? You would imagine me, it doesn't work out, which is why it's trouble.
You imagine you would see my post in the working toilet paper. Ah, if you hold Korea is any time to keep going, it's pretty cheap. It's not for it. No, it's not going to happen. Correct.
Yeah. Now, in the end, the sheep would not work out. And Ayin Shem, there's a long bureau left from Shinem.
I forget where, but you should be able to find it in a few seconds. But let's see what the Mechaber says. Matirin Beis HaTzavar Mikesher Shekshara Ko Beis. Che'inu Kesher Shokayam. It says, if the launderer just tied up the pole, he tied it closed, you can untie it, because that's a temporary knot, because he just did it while he did the laundry. A few hours. But you can't open it from new. That's not the patch.
Now, it sounds from the Mechaber, this goes back to what Aryeh pointed out earlier, Tzvi or whoever, or both. What does it mean, open it from new? So here's a big machlokas. And the truth is, you could interpret the problem more than one way. Well, I think Shabbos one way. How about reopening the Beis HaSafar? Meaning, for the second time. Right? Let's say the Beis HaSafar was opened, and then someone showed it, sewed it shut, and then you reopen it. Is that not impossible? Right? Now that depends. Sometimes not compatible only the first time. Sometimes you say, no, it got undone, it's already broken, and now leaving the second time. It's just like rebending the spoon, there's not restuffing the pillow. So that is a tremendous machlokes Rishonim in the Beis Yosef here. Tremendous machlokes Rishonim in the Beis Yosef here. Of course, according to the Rambam, it should be also correct. Question, if it's not going to pop, right? So, if it's Korea, like, why wouldn't it be Korea the second time also? Right, but it's Makav Patish. So here he quoted the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Yoel. And Rabbeinu Yoel, you know who Rabbeinu Yoel was? The father of?
Rabbi.
The Rabbi Yoel, right? The Rabbeinu Yoel said, not Makav Patish. Only the first time is. It's like stuffing the pillow. No, once you made it into a garment once, if you sewed it up and reopened it, that's not Makom Patish. However, Tosos and many Ruchim and the Riva, and the Riva say, it's Makom Patish. Again, if it was, you know, if it was sewed up well. Obviously, if you just like put a little staple on it, you're not going to be smacking the pot of the show. But if you really sewed it up well, that's hard to open, and that's not much, you can sacrifice. Okay, this is one of these borderline cases. The Machaber sounds like which way? Which way does the Machaber sound? What does he say? I'll read you the Machaber again. He says, right? First of all, here, Metakin Bada, the Machaber side here. Right? But which way? Only the first time is Metakin Bada, or even the second time?
There's Matar, it says that Kobus. That's
Matar. No, it says you're going to untie if the Kobus tied it. That is nothing. No, let's read it again.
Matirin based sovereign Mikesher Shakashu Kolish in Kesher Kamin. If only it was tied closed with a frame, you can untie it, then get Shahriyama. But that's if just, but ain't posted on Mikhadash, but you can't open it, Mikhadash. That is
Hakim Mana. What do we mean, Mikhadash? I think you've shot in Mikhadash when it's new. The first time. Now again, that's what you say, Mikhadash when it's new or redo. Right? But I think the Machaber sounds like Rashi and the Rashbam. Right.
I mean, even if it wasn't good.
That if he sewed it up again and you opened it, then that would not be a problem. It's only a problem to tear it the first time.
I agree with your reading, but isn't that the first part? And therefore, you're allowed to something that the Kobis is in the kashrus and you're like open that up, you know? And it's only on surface in college.
So you agree with it?
I mean, I agree. Just that, yeah.
It's not so important. You could say what he means. If you don't know what he sold it, you can't.
The Ramah is very clear. Says the Ramah, "Afilu kvar nifta, even if it was open once, Rashi Chazar Uman b'kshara otafar b'yachay k'derech Uman osin." Just the Uman went back and tried or sold it in a way that the Uman do, which is very hard to open. Meaning, if you try it, you can undo the knot. You tied it in a way that you have to take a knife. That's what he means.
So the Ramah is very clear that even the second time is Osir. Oh, what's the Heter? The Heter is to undo the knot. That's Kesher, the Eino, Shell, Hayama. But if you tied it so well that you have to tear it with scissors or knife, or you sewed it up and you have to tear it with scissors or knife, that is Osir,
says the Ramah. Okay, Vilachain, and therefore he says, he adds, yeah, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the kosher betolah chi yochla tiro, meaning every time you can still tie it, that's a kosher chi, no problem. And if we can untie it, no one's going to see the fixing. All you have to do is untie it. But what he means here is he tied it so well that you can't untie it. You just need a knife. Or he sewed it up so well that you need a knife. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, if you're remaking a new beged, okay. Uve, he continues. Sefer Yom Shel Shlomo Kasav. Well, let's go back to that. Okay. Then the Rama adds Lachin. Also, a natik a lachtok zug shalman olam at form yachad kederesha umnem osin.
Therefore, he says, I admit that therefore is a little bit difficult as we see currently. Mishnah says, let's say the Uman sewed two shoes together, right?
Good question. When they manufacture shoes in a factory, how do they keep the shoes from getting mixed up? How do they keep the pairs together? What do they do nowadays? How do they keep the matches? The pair together,
put in
a box, right? In those days, they didn't put things in boxes. So how do they keep the two shoes together that are pairs before they have boxes? They just sew them together. And then when you bolt them, you just rip them open. Nowadays, we still have that sometimes when you buy socks, right? They sew the two socks together, right? With just shtei tefillos, just a double stitch, right? What if they sew things together? And of course, that would be similar to everything you mentioned before.
What if they sew on the pan, right? They don't put it on one of those plastic things and polish it. They sew it on with tefillah, or they glue on the pan, or they staple on a pan. All those things, which are only temporary, are still usher to tear because you're not allowed to tear things that are sewed, even if they're temporary.
Meaning, are you allowed to untie a knot that was temporary? Yes. You're even allowed to tie a knot that's temporary. Bahrain, tie your shoes, etc. But you're not allowed to do the heter of Enosh al Kayama applies to kosher and matir, but not to Korea. But then he continues. Is there a heter in Enosh al Kayama like tefirah? There's a whole heter that tells you that the heter of, okay. There's a whole paragraph according to the way we possibly tell you there's a difference between heter in Enosh al Kayama and heter in Enosh al Kayama. The truth is, it works. There's clearly a heter in Enosh al Kayama by kosher and matir. That's the only place it says in Shas. Is there a heter in Enosh al Kayama by Topher and Korea? So, it's a little similar kosher matter, right? That attaching things, it's not the same. So 2 days in the Ramah here. First day it says there's no heter of Enosh al Kayama by, there's no heter of Enosh al Kayama by kosher and matter, by Korea. Second says, well, there is a heter of Enosh al Kayama by Korea. And what's the Hachra of the Ramah? Mutter Usser. Right? Korea, Bitfir to Enosh al Kayama, the Ein Lahatra Kayama Arit.
Mutter, don't do it in front of the Al Arit because he won't understand between Kayama and Enosh al Kayama and he might come to Malacha.
Mutter, but be careful in front of an Al Arit, right? Because you can imagine Enosh al Kayama is very abstract, right? And contextual.
And if the Earth sees you tearing things or stone, he might think you're allowed to tear whatever you want. And he doesn't understand there's only a heter in Enosh al Kayama.
Okay, but basically much. Right? Don't do it from an Earth means do it in the privacy of your own house. Totally mutter. Now here it gets a little tricky, but the let me ask you a simple question. When the koves sews up the base at Sabar, isn't that also temporary? So why aren't you allowed to tear that? If you're allowed to tear the shoes apart, why aren't you allowed to tear the base atav or tear the neck opening of the cloak of the poncho? Isn't that also just temporarily? It's just done by the laundryman to do laundry. What? That's making the beged. Yeah, that's what the acronym explained.
That no, the difference is the shoes are finished shoes; they're just sewn together. Right? The tag, not his base, but it's a finished garment just sewn with a tag. By the base atzavar, in base atzavar is not accomplished. It's not clothing without a neck. And therefore, that there's no hezreinu shalriyama. There's no hezreinu shalriyama by makir patish over here. Just totally out of the hezreinu shalriyama. I admit that the Mishnah assumes that the Bisat Sagar is makir patish, and the next case in the shoes are bidin korea, and then lachain of the Ramah becomes funny. I mean, lachain, two different lachos. But we're going to go with Mishnah now for the sake of argument. He says the Bisat Sagar then is making it clothing. It's not clothing without a base of tzavar. It's just a red thing. And therefore, there's no heter of eino shel kayama. If I temporarily make something not a kli, I can't make it a kli again. But by the shoes, they're stoned together, so you don't lose track of them. Now, you say you can't walk in them that way. But the shoes are intact. The shoes have their integrity. It's just they're stoned together. Like we're going to buy socks sewn together. Socks are a finished product. Just put them together. That's an external level problem. That's just an issue. Korea and temporary Korea is mutter. Wow. Ah, give me a second. Okay. That is the $64,000 question. That is the $64,000 question. Lemaisa. Now that you know, there's no shmuel. Yeah, there's no heter temporariness for a base on top. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain the difference. I kind of basically say because that loses its shame. But there is a heter temporariness for ripping apart the shoes. That's mere poreya. We're not talking about making a cleat.
Right, that's what Shlomo Zalman says in the footnote Shmuel Shabbos Kolchasa. Yeah. That's the Ramah. Isn't the Ramah shoes? Min olim. Zog shem min olim. Pair of shoes. Okay, so
how about Eino shel kayama? By the base on Savar, Osir likroa because of Makin Mepatish. By a kesher mutter lahatir, that's a mutter base of by a kesher. How about by tfira? So says the Ramah, that's two nails. Also the Kroa, why? There's no heter. Because Korea is not like matir, or Ramah, sakalata. Right, just not in front of our hearts, but means totally mutter. Says mutter likroa because Korea is like mutter, just like mutter. You're allowed to untie a knot that one shall pay up. You're allowed to rip a sewing that's in a shall pay up. The question is, how do you magdir in a shal kayama? So this is very, very crucial. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. She'eino osir. How do we know the shoes are sewn temporarily? First of all, someone tell me in a knot, what's the getter of temporary?
24
hours. 24 hours or?
End of Shabbos.
No, 24 hours or 7 days. Fakulis, by a knot.
What's the psak? By tying and untying? Bir halacha in Shin Yud Zayin Dalid. Dibur Maschil. She'enim Kvuim. Says. that some people say one day, and some people argue. He doesn't bring down, you have to look in B'Shul Rishon in there. And he says, Makamat Soret, even more than one day, is Mutter.
Basically, what we're called by the postgame when it comes to knots,
Sorry, how to a week.
Hey, that's not locus, what's called temporary. Okay. Now, by the shoes,
how do you know how long he had sewn the shoes for? How long did he have in mind to sew the shoes together for? Tell the customer, yes, it says in Mishnah Berurah, She'eno also this kaim rak achi chenu balabais lebeso, the lavush. Yod beis should say lavush.
Lavush says, everyone should only tell the customer bring the home is temporary. And the Shulzam Kodesh Mir Shabbos Kodesh expanded. He said, what does that mean? Something which you don't really want sewn together for like usage. It's just a temporary stage until you're ready to use it. That's defined in English Shulzam regardless of the clock or the calendar.
What would be other examples? That, again, when I buy the socks, right?
When I buy the socks, they sew the socks together. For how long?
Until you're ready to use it. Like, they're not useful sewn together. It's just a temporary stage for transportation
and for selling them. That's the fine of the Eishel Kayama. Until the customer takes them, is the fine of the Eishel Kayama. And that would be a lot of other things, right? The band-aids. How long is the sort of back and suck to the band-aids? How long is the diaper back and suck to the pound of the diaper? Until you're ready to use it. Right? But it's not like that's how it's useful. It's just a temporary stage for until you're ready to leave there.
But the bush, that's all called Inger Shel Kayama. But then he adds the Taz. He says, some people say, no, if it's the same day.
And the welcome sorry thing in the Mitzvah. I mean, how do you define Inger Shel Kayama? This is a big machlokes. Definition. Of Eino Shel Kayama says the Taz time, which is one day, and he doesn't say it here, but we can add for the Bir Halacha later, Obimako Hatzorah, 7 days. But says Lavush, nope. He also disagrees with Taz. But says the Lavush, anything, what's the Lush of the Lavush? I mean, not Lavush, Lush of Mishnah Berurah, according to Lush. Achi, kind of balabais lebeso. Achi, kafenu, balabais lebeso is automatically called Eino Shel Kayama. This is a big machlokas, right? This has lots of nafkaminas. This has tons of nafkaminas, right? Is this called Eino Shel Kayama, or is this called
Shel Kayama? Tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. Lemaisa,
right? This would affect sort of everything that's sewn. Again, you buy the suit and it has like a tag over here that's sewn on. So if it's just with plastic things, then you can take it off. And those plastic things are not stable on 2 stitches. You just suck through. But let's say it's sewn with thread. Or let's say the cleaner staples something on. Or let's say the pockets are sewn shut. Well, you buy good example. Or etc. All those things, according to the Bush, you could be making on Shabbos. Because it's until the, until the volume, it was only temporary until you bring it home. But going to the thousand, it was a long time. Right? It's a long time until you bring it home. Right there in the factory in China, just getting on the boat from China takes 2 months. And that's a long time. By the cleaners, after, you could be a little more able. You could say, you know what? And it was probably at least not meant for 7 days or more. So if you're Mayfield, it's usually, what people think they need to wear within a week. But
anyway, this is a big focus. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha lemaisa, it's a tremendous machlokes. Halacha lemaisa, I put some, and we have to stop. Here we are. It's not so mefurish in the Shabbos Kol Kasa. In the footnotes, he seems to lean, discuss sewing really, and the footnotes seems to lean a little towards the Levush. If you look in the Orcha Shabbos, what did I say about the Orcha Shabbos? If it's the chut plastic, which is not sewing, for sure we'll take off the price there. What if it's stapled or sewn? Then he says, if it's something which is meant to last, that it can stay there forever. It's like inside, and there's no need to ever take it off and push it. That's Sheltayah, or Kasher Tear. What if it's something where you have to take it off when you wear it? Then he says, Yesh Ami Lismoch, if you're stuck. And who's the Yesh Ami Lismoch? He says, the Lavush. If you're stuck, Yesh Ami Lismoch for Lavush. But the Gachil, we're not making with Lavush unless there are other stuff in Lahaka. If you have a band made, then for sure you can make a lot of Lavush and take, I mentioned this earlier, and take the backing off the band-aid on shot. And also put the band-aid on your skin, that's clearly in yourself. You don't need it for very long. Because you're taking the backing off the skin part of the band-aid. No, and that is another tzavahaka, because it's not really stuck tight. So maybe that's not like so in the first place. Who says sticking something with a shiny stuff that doesn't stick well is like so? The Rambam only said gluing with glue is like so. So since it's useless topic so in the first place, and we'll most of the legal, that we can make it with that. You can use band-aids. But if something is important, like to the popular phone shop when you buy the suit. Okay, but that's 3 months. So can we make one lavush? We're not making like a lavush unless it's a tremendous shots at cop. Mr. Bruce sounds like he leans a little towards the bush. He says much of Yishmach, which is why some people in the Maisa will bush a tremendous finish. And only if it's a tremendous shas of tacos and other sudden halakha we make like the bush. This is the normal halakha. Here it is. You know, Yish Lahakel, this shas of tacos, oh, the Seraph studded. A favorite Lahakel. But we're not making stam based on the Lavush. No, he doesn't really go into it. He just says in that's the Lavush code in the Shibur Chaval.
I thought there was also.
Right, so it's where Solomon Adam talks about it. Where does he talk about it? I thought he talked about it someplace, but now I don't remember. So let's leave it for that. The Orcha Shabbos is Yud Aleph, Halachas Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet is if it's not sown, and Yud Gimel is if it is. So that makes a big difference. Yes. And then we have to stop. Okay. Anyway, I think we're going to have to stop. First of all, I have to go to Chas. I'm an aide at a Chas, so it's going to be too late. The last time I was late when I was an aide at a Chas, they got so confused that they ended up calling up a puzzle aide instead. And a Kiddushin puzzle. They took another Kiddushin, like when the rabbi realized, like, during the Sukkah. He was not from. Anyway, that was Gishma. Yes. Yeah. So that was the last time I was late. That was 30 years ago. I'm trying to be not this year. There's one or two other details I just wanted to mention. So let me mention one or two. Okay, we're not going to go into it. Let me just mention the Mishnah Brura. We don't have time to go into it, but the Mishnah Brura in Chof Gimel deals with the discussion of the Magen Avraham in Sukkot and Yud Aleph. What if your shirt or pants, again, Metzias that we not so common to us, get accidentally tied so it gets tied more than it's supposed to, and you can't untie it, and you have to rip it open. Is that a problem of? Is that a problem or not? Ayin Sham there. Basically, we say that if it was tied like so well that like there's no way to untie it, and you have to rip it with a knife, then it becomes a problem. like I mentioned earlier, or if you tie for more than 7 days, it's a problem because then it's a pressure shell payala. But okay, we'll leave that for now. And we are up to winding watches. So we'll pick up the winding watches and get as far as we can in this Makor sheet, which we will not finish, but we'll get as far as we can. Lo lecham l'cholik mor. Actually, maybe not l'cholik, so lecham l'cholik mor. But lo, you know, lecham l'cholik mor in the official reads curriculum. V'yetav and Korin, v'yetayim and v'yetav and v'yetena. So we'll pick up, I assume, you know, we'll get sort of more or less finished part two and part three in the Makor sheet. And maybe the first line of four, Mirat Hashem on Sunday. And that'll be last year. What?
Just this page. This is connected very much to Baal Kansos, no? Is it out? Because is there a did a mark of the partition out by someone who's temporarily not usable? If this is considered a